Welcome to Buying Florida with Didier. Whether you're looking to move, invest, start a business, or expand, Didier will share with you everything you need to know. Tune in, learn, and improve with Didier and DDA Mortgage. Now here's your host, Didier.
Didier Buying Florida. I'm Didier with Didier Mortgage, and we're going to talk about second homes. I've done a podcast and video on it previous, but I'm going to do it again because there's been shifts and changes taking place where it's getting more expensive. So usually back when, maybe like 2 years ago, you know, interest rates on a primary residence, a secondary home were the same. They're identical. And then all of a sudden the government, you know, they decided, well, we don't want to do as many second homes and investment property. We want to limit down to 7%. So we'll jack the rates up. Well, I'm really looking at the second home mirror imaging, believe it or not, the investment property. So the rates have gone up, and there's points too. Usually you'd get like a lender credit to help offset it, but there is none. So really, you're probably a point, a quarter higher. You need to know that. But know there's going to be a time when the government will pivot and the rates will drop. So for example, if your rate is a lot lower, like maybe what we had in 2020 or 2021, 22, you may have those rates come back again, and then that second home will be a little bit higher. So definitely a big savings for sure. So a lot of savings that will go on with that. But, you know, just got to feel comfortable when you're purchasing your home that you're comfortable with the payments that you have. Second home, you can't have an annual lease. You have to occupy it for 2 weeks or more. You can do temporary rentals in there, but not an annual lease because that would be regarded as an investment property. But we're at the stage where the investment and the second home are identical, but we always tell the truth regardless. So just note that that's what I wanted to give a quick little podcast on, is these rates have gone up and the government is clamping more and more down. Because it was just maybe 2 weeks ago, I would get a lender credit. And now there's not even a credit. There's like an origination. So they're really getting harder on them. So for example, if I charged, say, 1.5%, I'd have a lender credit usually for 1 point, offset a half. Now you're seeing their origination of a half, well, 0.6 to 1, and a 1 point origination. So it's like 2 points, 1.5, 2. So it's kind of changing a little bit, just to share with you, without the lender credit. Here to help. The reason I'm doing the podcast is I just had someone call me up this morning on a contract in Largo. And I just said, hey, listen, you know, just double check me. I have checked 3 lenders. These pricings are all falling in line. But, you know, give a phone call and then let me know. But always do apples with apples. If you're calling on a Monday, then let me know what you're getting on a Monday, but not on a Wednesday. So Didier Buying Florida, Didier Mortgage. Check out my website, www.didiermortgage.com, on my blogs, my reviews, pretty informative. I give a lot of information. I have little articles, blogs, podcasts that you really grow from. So if I can help out, let me know. But I'm just giving you an alert. They're putting more muscle on these second homes and making them tougher. Didier.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Buying Florida with your host, Didier. For more information and to apply for a loan, please visit ddamortgage.com. That's ddamortgage.com. Or click on the link in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Have a great day.